Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want more great job search tips and advice? Head to fivestrengths.com/webinar to register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. In this free webinar, I'm presenting my best strategies for your successful job search. Again, register for Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search at fivestrengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello and welcome to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler of Five Strengths Career Transition Experts. And today I want to talk about privacy settings on LinkedIn and why you should consider being as public with your profile as makes sense for you and your specific job search. LinkedIn is essentially a networking tool that is designed to create relationships online that you can translate into offline connections. A private profile prevents people from getting to know you. Let's talk about six good reasons to go public with your LinkedIn profile. We'll talk about privacy features, and we'll talk about more factors relating externally to your profile, but equally about your LinkedIn presence. Your LinkedIn profile functions as your calling card to the world, particularly if you're an executive job seeker who needs to build connections now for a job search down the road. Remember, there are something like 500 million users of LinkedIn, and 133 million of those are in the U.S. alone. 40% use LinkedIn daily, and the average user spends 17 minutes per month on the platform. Think about that. Think about the fact that if you don't have a LinkedIn presence, you're essentially invisible to your future hiring audience. So how are you going to create confidence in your profile and authenticity in your profile and visibility in your profile if you are hiding from your audience, if you're hiding from the people who need to find you? If you're turning off your privacy settings, then you're preventing your audience from learning everything they should be learning about your candidacy. So number one, turn on or off your activity broadcasts. That's a setting that allows your connection to see when you change your profile, recommend someone, or follow companies. This is a default setting. You don't need to have all of your activity broadcasts sent out to every single one of your connections in their feed all the time. But there's a very good reason that you might want to turn on your activity broadcasts once and briefly. When you have your profile updated and it's ready to go and you're proud of it and you're ready to share it with your network, turn it on, turn on that setting, make one change in your profile, then turn off this setting. Your profile in its new configuration will go out to your audience, but future I's dotted and T's crossed won't be broadcast to your audience. In any case, you're giving your audience a very good sense very quickly that you have updated and refreshed your profile. Number two, the setting called Select Who Can See Your Activity Feed. Although you can tighten down your activity feed to the point where only you can see what you have posted or how you have participated, you need to set this one to everyone, the setting called Everyone. The point of LinkedIn is to engage with the activity of others, so your network cannot engage with you if you do not let them know what you are thinking and doing, what you've posted, what you've asked, how you've responded. Number three, the setting called Change Your Profile, Photo and Visibility. First, of course, you always have to have a recent professional photo of yourself. This one addition to your profile can increase your profile views significantly. as it becomes a measure of your transparency and your authenticity. Second, the rules that prevent you from including a photo on your executive resume do not apply to social media, where it's expected to have a presentation that's consistent and representative of you across all of your social media outlets. In other words, the value of including a photo, enabling everyone on social media platforms to see it, far outweigh the old school reasons for never showing a photo that definitely still pertain to resumes. Now let's talk about number four. This is a bigger one. This is how you determine what others see when you have viewed their profile. You can choose to be completely anonymous, particularly identifiable by industry and location, or fully public. For LinkedIn power users, likely your market, as you participate in an executive job search, hiding some or all of your profile can be catastrophic to your online social media strategy on LinkedIn. In a virtual world in which your future connections expect authenticity, you need to prove that you're a real person with a real career history and a set of expertise. If you remove this transparency from your profile settings by hiding what people see when they come to your profile, you can be sure that a hiring executive or recruiter who is searching for a future employee with your expertise is going to pass you by in favor of another candidate who is willing to be more open. I know this is going to feel weird to people who didn't grow up with social media. It's going to feel weird to be this visible, but it's essential in this marketplace in which LinkedIn is the world's biggest address book and you get to control everything that you say on your profile. So if it's free, available, and everyone's looking anyway, you might as well make sure that people are seeing what you want them to see. Number five, select who can see your connections. There are two schools of thought on generating first-degree connections. On the one hand, you might choose to connect only with those you know well. On the other, you might seek and accept connections from individuals whom you do not know, but with whom a connection might be valuable down the road. And you've heard me talk about lions. I suppose that's a third version in which you accept all comers, all connections. In any case, when you hide your connections, whoever they might be, you remove the essential value of having connections from your profile, and you discourage people from connecting with you. They think you are potentially hiding something. Finally, number six, show and hide the setting viewers of this profile also viewed. Are you worried that you have competition? Is this why you might choose to hide the list of profiles of whom those whom others have viewed in addition to yours? Why are you worried about competing? If your brand is authentic, clear, and valuable, you will never be concerned that others might leave your profile in search of one that better matches their needs, unless, in fact, there is another profile that better matches their needs. You cannot control the needs of a company as it searches for the right executive. You can, however, control the message and the transparency of your own profile, giving an executive, recruiter, or hiring entity more reasons to connect with you and to reach out. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler. I look forward to receiving your phone call if you have questions about your LinkedIn strategy. My number is 801-810-5627. Thanks so much.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.